This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
I'm Rob, and welcome to 6 Minute English. We've got a sweet topic today and 6 tempting items of vocabulary.
Hello, I'm Neil, and we're going to be talking about sugar, which many of us find tempting. But how much is too much, Rob?
I don't know, Neil, but hopefully we'll be finding that out. I must admit, though, I have a sweet tooth, and that means I like sugary things.
Me too. But something I'm always seeing in the news these days is that we're eating too much sugar. And one important factor is that sugars are sometimes hidden in processed foods.
Processed food is any food that has been changed in some way, by freezing it or putting it in tins, or by combining foods or adding chemicals. In fact, some of the sugars we eat are hidden in food that we think of as healthy, such as yogurts, low-fat snacks, and fruit drinks.
Do you check the information on the back of food packets, Rob, to see what's in them?
Yes, I do. But it can be very confusing. There's so much information. And I'm not always sure how much of a certain thing is bad.
Well, that brings me on to today's quiz question. Can you tell me, if a food contains 5% total sugars per 100 grams, is it A, high in sugar, B, low in sugar, or C, somewhere in the middle?
I'll say low, Neil.
OK, well, we'll find out later. Some food products have colour coding on the packaging to help you understand the information, don't they? Red for high levels of sugar, salt or fat, orange for medium, and green for low.
That sounds helpful. Then you can see at a glance what's good or bad for you.
At a glance means with a quick look. OK, let's listen now to BBC reporter Rajiv Gupta interviewing a man in Chester in the UK. He's asking him to guess how much sugar there is in a pot of fat-free yoghurt.
I've actually got a pot of yoghurt in front of me. This says fat-free on it, and it's been marketed as being quite healthy. If I was to say to you how much sugar is in here, what would you say as, say, a quantity of the tub?
I'd probably think maybe a couple of teaspoonfuls. You know, it's quite surprising how much is sugars in all these products, isn't there?
Well, there's about a third of this yoghurt pot is actually sugar.
To be honest, that's quite amazing. That I would have never thought a third of that would have been sugar in just by looking at it, and it does say it's fat-free.
So the yoghurt is fat-free, which means it doesn't contain any fat. And the man guessed there might be 2 teaspoons of sugar in the yoghurt.
That's right. And if something is sugar-free, then it doesn't contain any sugar. But in this case, a third of the yoghurt's content was sugar. That to me sounds like an awful lot, even for someone with a sweet tooth like me.
OK, well, let's listen to Dr. Günter Kuhnle. He's a nutritional biochemist at Reading University.
One problem we see in nutrition is sort of this focusing on individual foods. It was at one time it was that fat has to be avoided at all costs. Now it seems to go towards sugar, and sugar is demonized and people link to drugs and so on. I think this is the wrong way forward. Individuals, yes, you should have a balanced diet, but it is important also to enjoy your food and not really do this extreme focusing on one side or one aspect and individual nutrients.
So if you avoid something at all costs, you do everything you can to avoid it. And demonise means to make someone or something seem very bad.
Dr. Kuhnle thinks that totally cutting out one type of food like this, whether it's fat or sugar, is wrong. He thinks we should eat a balanced diet and enjoy our food.
That sounds very sensible. Now, how about telling us the answer to today's quiz question, Neil?
Ah, thanks for reminding me, Rob. I asked, if food contains 5% total sugars per 100 grams, is it A, high in sugar, B, low in sugar, or C, somewhere in the middle? You said low, and you were right. Well done.
Thank you.
If foods contain more than 22.5% total sugars per 100 grams, they are classified as high.
And I guess that between 5 and 22.5%, they are somewhere in the middle.
Correct. OK, shall we go over the words we heard today?
Yeah. First up, if you have a sweet tooth, it means you like sugary things. For example, my little nephew has a sweet tooth. He eats far too many biscuits and sweets.
His dentist won't be pleased. Number 2, Processed food is any food that has been changed in some way by freezing it or putting it in tins or by combining foods or adding chemicals.
For example, the meat in sausages is highly processed.
Oh dear, I didn't know that. I'm a big fan of sausages.
Number three, at a glance, means with a quick look.
For example, I could tell at a glance that I wouldn't like the food at that restaurant.
Fat-free means without any fat in it. For example, I bought this yogurt because it says fat-free on the label.
Aha, but did you realise that a third of it was sugar? Moving on, if you avoid something at all costs, you do everything you can to avoid it. For example, I wanted to win the game at all costs.
I didn't know you were so competitive, Neil. And finally, demonise means to make someone or something seem very bad.
Politicians shouldn't demonise their opponents.
They often do, though, don't they? OK, well, that's all we've got time for on today's show, but please check out our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and YouTube pages.
Join us again soon. Meanwhile, visit our website, bbclearningenglish.com, where you'll find guides to grammar, exercises, videos and articles to read and improve your English. Goodbye.
Bye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.